All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with the last episode of Being a Dick for 2023. We will see you guys back in 2024 with more dick, definitely, coming up. All right. Hey, what's going on? How did you even miss it? These fucking posters are everywhere on campus. Yeah, I saw them. And you're not freaking out? I knew Grim would be cool with it. Those are just some dick pics. Who cares? There are dick pics, and they aren't flattering. My cock isn't even showing. People are asking questions. And, excuse me, all they did to you is insinuate you have STDs. I've gotten crossdresser comments all day from my classmates. It's getting annoying. And I don't fuck anything with a hole. That's not true. Sometimes it's a blowjob. These are obviously lies and slander someone made up to make us look bad, but we have ourselves to blame for hanging those pictures on our walls. I blame Tommy. That wall was his idea. Shut the fuck up. I didn't hear any complaints when I put those pictures up, and you've had a long time to say something. Tommy's right here, because those were kind of like funny pictures that they had in the dorm, right? It's not his fault that all that shit. Girls know that dicks shrink when it's cold, right? That picture removed at least 2 inches. I don't think that argument holds when you're running next to Grim. Fuck, why the fuck did you have to put those pictures on the wall, Tommy? Don't fucking blame me for this. If you should blame someone, blame Mr. Party Planner, who let preps roam the mansion freely at the party. Oh. I bet they're involved in this somehow. You let preps in? Yeah, but I didn't think this would happen. And we don't know for sure if it was them to begin with. You can't let preps into our mansion, Grim. That's just wrong. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Everybody, take a deep breath. The dick's happiness has decreased. We can stand there and be angry at each other all night, but that won't accomplish anything. Those pictures are already out there, and we can't change them. If we want to do something about them, let's not point fingers at ourselves. We need to figure out who's doing this and why.
Point blame.
I talked to Derek about this earlier today, and one thing, huh?
That point blame.
Oh. I talked to Derek about this earlier today, and one thing we can start by doing is ask people who came to our Halloween party about it. We feel it's too big of a coincidence to have these pictures out there the days after our big party, don't you? Shit, there's a lot of people we have to ask. Sorry. Oh, it's a good idea. Text people who you know were at the party and ask around. Let's split the guest list so the task gets easier. There's no way anyone would confess when we ask. And the guest list isn't even complete. What about the uninvited guests and friends of friends? Some didn't even pay, yet they showed up. We'll help out adding as many names as we can to it. And even if they don't confess, maybe it will give us something. Don't forget to tear down any posters you find. And to keep your eyes open, maybe we can catch whoever is putting them up that way. Great, this already sounds a lot better than blaming each other. And you're done. Fill in your name and quote for the yearbook before you leave. My quote? Jeez, didn't you do it back in high school? Next. My quote? I need to think about this. Oh, shit. Type your quote as you wish. This is the big quote for the yearbook, man. Why do you think we should put on there? It's gonna let me type anything.
Anything? Pimp set hose down.
Perfect. I have a feeling I had my eyes closed in the picture. I'm gonna look like I'm drunk. I don't understand why he didn't show us the picture before moving on. It's kind of lazy. And why do they need quotes for the yearbook? Are we going to have to be funny every year? Did you write something funny? What else would you write? Something inspirational or a nice memory, perhaps? Nah, that's not for me. Give it back. Uh-oh, what are you going to do about it, Shorty? Shorty, he's taller than you. Aunt, don't be a jerk. Give it back to him. What? It's a joke. Ashley, do you have a minute? What do you want, Derek? I need to talk to you about something important. Aunt's over there. Another time then, whenever you're free. It's important. Good afternoon, students. Please be seated. The results from the midterms have been published. You can find them online on your student homepage. I'd tell you to wait until after class to view them, but I see that I've made the mistake of announcing it prematurely. What the fuck? This is horseshit! Hey, you passed. That's great. Yeah, what about you? I'm scared to look. I passed! What? No fucking way! How could you do this to me? I guess you'll be pumping gasoline. Yes, I passed. What about you? I say that, but they don't even have people to pump gasoline anymore. It's not what I had hoped for, but it's good considering how hard the test was. Aren't you looking? I already know I passed. Look at the confidence on you. What about you? Well, I passed. And now I feel ashamed about it. Bella was right. And I guess my punishment is the guilt in knowing that Philip has his eyes on me.
Oh,
okay,
well.
The minute is up. I don't want to see anyone fiddling with their phones now. You can discuss the test after class. If you felt that the first half of this course went by fast, you'll be surprised about the second half. You'll take the finals before winter break, and as I'm sure all other teachers also say, it'll be here in no time. We have plenty left of the curriculum to cover before that, so let's begin. Thanks to Kathy, I believe you're somewhat familiar with this next chapter. We will dive headfirst into Lagrange interpolation. I don't even know what that is. But do not be frightened by it. With some studying, you will soon understand it well. Watch tutorial. In this math minigame, your goal is to find the diamonds that are hidden beneath the empty tiles. You accomplish this by deducing their locations.
It's kind of like
Minesweeper.
Sweeper, yeah.
It is two steps from blue. It's in the same column as red, and it's not within... The diamond is hidden behind one of the empty tiles. Okay. This means that the diamond cannot be hidden behind these tiles. Oh, wow. Marking empty tiles with an X is an easy way to remember that they cannot contain diamonds. The X tool is free to use. The second criterion says that the diamond is in the same column as the pink sphere. There are four empty tiles that fulfill this criterion, but only two empty tiles fulfill the first criterion as well. The diamond must be hiding behind one of these two empty tiles. Use the question mark tool to highlight empty tiles that may have a diamond. Marking empty tiles with a question mark is an easy way to remember where diamonds can be located. The tool costs $1 to unlock permanently. The final criterion says that the diamond cannot be within 3 steps from the orange sphere. Okay, so within 3 steps from the orange sphere. The highlighted squares show which one fulfilled this, so it could be over here. Only one empty tile fulfills 3 criteria at once. This must be where the diamond is. Select and use the diamond tool to mark the tile you believe has the diamond. The difficulty of the task varies, and if a task becomes too hard, you can use the bomb tool. The bomb tool removes a set of empty tiles that don't hide the diamond. This simplifies your deduction. The roof tiles will appear cracked and cannot be clicked anymore. You can only use the bomb once per task and twice per math class. The bomb tool costs $1 to unlock. If you're unsure if your answer is correct and want to check in advance, you can use the query tool. Place the diamonds and check the query tool. The border of your diamonds will either highlight green if your answer is correct or red if your answer is wrong. You can only use the query tool twice per math class. The query tool costs $1 to unlock. When you are done with this task, you can click the next button to continue. This concludes the tutorial. Placed all diamonds. Both are greater than 3 steps from blue. They're in the same row. Both are 3 steps from blue. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And they're in the same row.
Huh.
And 3 steps from blue.
1, 2.
Two steps, but does this count as a step from the white?
That's what I was thinking.
Because that's 2 steps, and that's 2 steps, and that's 2 steps. But is that 2 steps? Or is that 2 steps?
That corner, possibly.
So you think it could be here?
Or
here?
Like one of the sides.
Here.
Sides.
Oh, here.
Side. Like the longest from. Like you were right the first to the middle.
Right here?
No, the middle, right, and left. Yeah, that row, one of the two.
So you think it could be here?
One of them.
Either here or here. Just this one or that one?
Pick that one.
Okay. Oh. Both are 3 steps. One is, okay, they're in the same row. It's surrounded by 2 spears. And it's 4 steps away from this. Surrounded by 2 spears. There's only 1. Surrounded by 2 spears, and it's 4 steps away, and it's in an empty row. Right here. Whoops. They are 6 steps away from each other. They're 6 steps from each other. One is 1 step from pink. They're not diagonal to each other. One is 1 step from yellow. Here? Oh, wow. Yeah, because they're not diagonal to each other. I think I did that right. One step from yellow would be right there. And 1 step from pink. And they're not diagonal. So I think I got those perfect. All are in the same row. All are greater than 2 steps from each other.
Yeah.
So they're going to be 3. Oh, there's three of these. All are two steps from each other. One is one step from this. Shit, I'm really not sure about this one. Hold on, two steps away from each other. But one is just one step from there. Oh, steps from each other. The diamonds are two steps from each other.
Yeah.
So, it can't be one. It could either be there, or it could be there. Because it's one step from this guy. And they're all in the same row. But they're two steps away from each other. Right here then. Because they're all in the same row. That's the thing.
Alright, same way. One, two. Well,
hold on. Go. Look
that
at it
one.
Again. He, put one here.
Yeah.
Put one here.
What? One? Oh, one step. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. All are two steps from each other.
Oh, two steps from each other. All in the same row.
Alright, check this out. Well, that's
it. Isn't it though?
Alright, so.
It's the last puzzle.
One.
I mean, how can they be two steps from each other? Because that doesn't even make any logical sense. You'd have to go with the longest one, so they would be one, two, and then. Because there's two steps from each other. All are greater than two steps for each other. That doesn't even make any sense. How can they all be in the same row if they're two steps away from each other? That doesn't make any sense at all. And one is two steps from two spears. Very confusing. Incorrect, 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 incorrect. We failed the test. It's hard.
It is.
Didn't understand it the first time. It doesn't make much more sense the second time. When will we ever use this in my line of work? Yep, I'm with you, sister. I'm thankful this is the only math credit I need. Sister, so you know about it? Yeah, I heard that you're returning to the odds. I've been meaning to tell everyone. Let's see. I could have sworn there was a way you could. Let's see. Yeah, it has many games on. But you could turn the. You can actually turn the minigames off. Which I might actually do next time. I mean, they're fun, but.
How would you get money then?
There's other ways to get money in the game. I've been meaning to tell everyone. Don't bother. Everyone already knows. Sage wants to throw a party for you. Yeah, she mentioned that. I told her it wasn't necessary. Think of it as any other party. She asked me to find out what you want to do, but in secret. Whoops. Damn. And I'm not one for beating around the bush, so I figured I'd just ask you, what do you want to do? Lily, you're not meant to ruin the surprise. What surprise? She already knows about the party. I think it's better if we come up with something fun instead of pretending it's not happening or guessing what she wants. I don't know what I want to do. I'm up for everything, I guess. You're not up for everything. Maybe not everything, but I don't have any demands. Let's simplify things. Do you want me to invite guys to the party or not? Didn't Sage want a hots-only party? She asked me to find out what Maya wanted. And Josie, let's be real. Girls-only parties are no fun. I don't mind if there are guys at the party. See? Maya wants guys to come. It's a good thing. I asked her. Aha, I guess it is. Now I have to check with the dicks and we got ourselves a party. And that's how you do it. That's it for today. Have a nice end to your day, everyone. Class dismissed. And if you leave the register, make sure you click log out. Log out when I stretch my legs. Got it. I don't know how you do this every day. Is it always this slow? This time of day it is. It's when we get time to restock the shelves and do other tasks such as updating prices and putting up sales signs. Speaking of which, I have some work to do with just that. Will you be okay here on your own? Yeah, I'll shout if I need you. And oh, can I draw while I wait for customers to show? Sorry, sweetheart, but it doesn't look professional if you do that. Phone it is, like everyone else at this place, because that looks way more professional. Sup, the Halloween pics are almost ready. I'll send you a link for them later. Dope, can't wait. Love the party, by the way. Awesome, it was so cool that you came. You've got such a great vibe. After Halloween, you got yourself a standing invite to all of our parties, LOL. Or if you want to hang, you can drop by anytime. Cool. What up? Not much. Stop by Brett to check up on him. You? Say hi from me. I'm working extra with Mom at a makeup store beauty salon. You traded a tattoo parlor for a beauty salon? Haha. I know, I have to wear casual clothes to fit in here too, and I'm not allowed to sketch while I'm at the register. Shit blows. Yeah, dressing like a girl for once must suck. Yeah, you fit in here way better than I do. Slap on a dress and come join me. I'm happy to be back home, but days feel different. Lol, and what about Grim? It went better than I thought it would. We're both quite emotional about seeing each other again, but I think that's a good sign. Sounds like it. Hell, I'd be emotional too if I really reunited with a lifelong friend. Ooh, sorry. Seeing him again made me realize how much I missed him. I've been thinking about him constantly since I got back home. How was the party? It was great. He's got a lot of fun friends, and they were very interested in me. Some more than others. Any cute guys? You sound like such a girl. That wasn't a no. Whatever. Give it time. Heading out. Brett says hi. Later, Chrome Dome. Come on, Grim. Don't get gassed out yet.
Start farting in my face.
What a shame. Here I am, done with my workout, and I run into you. Oh, Nora. Hi. If you have some stretching left, I'd gladly help out. Aha, I bet you would. What have you been up to? Not much. I recently came off an antibiotic treatment. My inner ear has been acting up. I know what that's like. It feels good to be back at the gym. That sucks. Are you feeling okay? I'm much better, thanks. I've been prone to ear infections all my life. It's annoying, but nothing to worry about. How about you? I'm healthy and full of energy. That's good. I should be off now, but since you're here, may I be bold enough to ask you for a date? Oh, wow, a date? I take it you're still interested, are you? You know it. Tell me when and where. Would Saturday be okay? I was thinking evening drinks at my place. What do you say? I'm free as a bird. I'll send you the directions. Does 8 p.m. work for you? It's a date. She asked me out. That's hot. You repped your hands, huh? Hey, it's you. Yeah, thanks for that. I spent some time reading up on exercises and whatnot, realized I was stupid. It's not stupid being a rookie. Listening to advice from someone with experience tells me you're smart. Some dudes around here get all pissy and defensive when you try to teach them how to do something. It's Grim, by the way. Dwayne, I take it you're not at a club. A fight club? Yeah. No, I could never afford that. Missing out on the basics like that, you ought to think about joining one. There's
that
one here.
Club's free.
I'm fighting for self-defense. I'm fighting for self-defense and to stay in shape, but that's it. What about you? I used to scrap, but it was no way to make money. Not the way I was going at it. So I saved
crack,
up and became a PT.
I swear I thought I heard you say, I used to sell crack, but the way I was going at it, I wasn't making any money. Oh, getting high on your own supply, huh?
A personal trainer? Mm-hmm. These days I'm like you, but I also spar with the boys so I don't lose it. So you're not in the club either? I hang around, but I ain't got the time to stay competitive. You gotta be devoted to keep up with the best of them. You know what I'm saying? Not really. Yeah. If you ever need coaching, holler at me. Thanks, but I can't afford a PT. This gym membership is what I can spare. Come with. Wow, you have a ring here. Told you you're missing out. Start punching the bag. What for? I've been in your spot, all broken shit. I can always use someone else to train with too, but if you're not up to speed, I ain't gonna bother. Alright, show me your speed. Pummel that bag. Speed? Don't you train that on a speed bag? A heavy bag works better for you. You're fighting a chest height, aren't you? The heavy bag is gonna let you pack on muscle. You look like you need some. Are you calling me scrawny? I remember that dude you tried to fight. His left ass cheek weighs more than you. You're not gonna stand a chance without packing power in that fist. Select a normal attack. Hit, weak, fist, thud, kick, low and high. Enter the arrow combination. Phew! That's enough. Switch to kicks. Can I take a breather? Nah. I want to see your stamina. Powerful kicks. 30 seconds. Go! Dude, you're gassed out. Your kicks are lazy when you're gassed out. You need to work on that for sure. A well-placed low kick will cripple your opponent. If you're fighting on big dude, some swift kicks to the side of his knee are gonna slow him down. You need to learn that for sure. Alright, you had your rest. I want to see you rage. Dig deep into that bag. 30 seconds. Go! Remember what I told you. Aim into the bag and follow through. Mix it up, alternate, highs and lows. Dig deep. Finish with a strong blow from the side. Now you do that to the walking fridge and you'll reset his brain to factory settings. Think fast. After successfully dodging, there's a small chance that you can counterattack. If you see counter after dodging, press spacebar to counterattack. Press spacebar now. Quick thinking. An extensive tutorial of the updated brawler can be found within the minigame. Alright, I've seen enough. What do you think? You're a rookie. Ain't no way around it. But ain't bad. Because on a street level, yeah, you can scrap. You got a mad kick. With some practice, you can hang out with the best of us here. Hit me up next time you're here and we'll train. No extra charge. That'd be great. But if you start sucking, I'm gonna charge you. Oh. It's not gonna work out if you be all gullible and shit all the time. Aha, got it. Tommy, come on, be reasonable. I am being reasonable, but you lost the bet. Even after those posters, you still want this picture on the wall? Yeah. It's not fair. Grim, can you convince Timmy? Timmy. Can you convince Tommy to remove my picture from the wall?
It's Christmas!
Didn't you lose a bet? Oh. He sure did.
What you want, Grim?
Then I'm with
you
Tommy.
Want the moon? Well, I'll just lasso it around like that.
Then I'm with Tommy on this one. Leon, fill him in on Dick's Thanksgiving, will you? Sure. It's a tradition, right? Yeah, and it's our turn to host it. Oh, you never did it before? I wasn't a dick last year, we just partied with him. Right, I forgot. Let's get Derek and Jamie for this. What's Dick's Thanksgiving? They told me that it's when the recent maggots show their thanks to the elder dicks by hosting a dinner party. Dicks only? I'm not sure if there are any rules for it. I can check with Jacob. I don't think they're expecting anything spectacular, but it's a way to honor our brothers, so let's do our best. Okay, let's begin with the big questions. When, where, and what will it be? We can't do anything on during actual Thanksgiving. How about the day before? Our break starts that Wednesday anyway. Yeah, I'm sure many want to visit their real families that Thursday, maybe even over the weekend. That Wednesday sounds good. What about the location? We can do it here, but maybe it's a bit boring. Thinking about it, I know that Jacob and John Boy didn't host it here last year. They went to a restaurant, then to the strip club. That sounds great. Let's do that. We can't copy what they did, can we? It'd feel cheap. Yeah, but what else can you do in November? It's gotten pretty cold outdoors. I guess outdoors would work if we made a fire, but that's about it. We could throw a barbecue. Yeah, that could work. There's a spot for it near the lake. We can have a big bonfire, and if people feel up for it, we could bring tents and spend the night. The fire should keep us warm, but if it doesn't, it's just a short walk home. Yeah, let's have a fire theme. I can make flaming shots for everyone. Flaming shots? Let me get my bottle and show you. We can make s'mores and drink beer all night. Sounds pretty damn fun if you ask me. Oh man, that don't sound good, mixing that damn sweet shit with that beer. These are all good ideas. I'm not too sure about... That's like having ice cream and alcohol. I tried that. That's not... Oh, my stomach did not like that. These are all good ideas. I'm not too sure about the flaming shots. Derek will have to show us what that's all about. And all that's left is to ignite the shots like this. Well, but I think I'm going to do ice cream.
First, you get a gay guy and you get him to make a shot. That's the flaming shot.
I think I'm going to do ice cream and alcohol this New Year's, though. I'm thinking about it. Because I'm supposed to buy the food and the alcohol.
All right,
so I'm going to buy some ice cream.
Cream sherry is good, like an alcoholic float. Because it has it almost has a walnutty.
And you're talking about what now?
Cream sherry. It's like wine, a little bit stronger.
Now he's going to use some alcohol.
Yeah, it's alcohol. It gets you drunk. But it's like a starter. I wouldn't say that's the main thing you're going to get lit off of. But
I like pouring whiskey in it. Oh, rum. Coconut rum.
Pretty good.
Yeah, rum.
I always do. Whatever. Rum.
Vodka.
Cherry grenadine.
Yeah. Oh, grenadine. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's that syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Orange juice, pineapple juice, and coconut rum. And you have yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to say a hurricane.
Yeah,
it
works.
They used to call it like a liquid cocaine at this one bar I went to.
Alright, that'll work. Well, while we're figuring all that out, you know, Christmas is coming, New Year's is coming, and more dicks is coming. But we're going to end dicks for now, and don't worry, you guys can pick it back on up.
For all y'all that like to have dick coming.
Well, yeah.
The way you say it.
Yeah, I know that, I know. But yeah, anyway, guys, yeah, we'll be back in January with more being a dick, and I'll be a little bit more rested because, you know, holidays have had me. This is the last big day I got with holidays. After that, the day after Christmas. And then fucking calm after that. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more being a dick. Stay tuned.